Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Yates. The sugya is in the middle of the sugya of Agrama, and we'll first discuss what the blot is starting out with. It really begins a little bit on Yitchasim and Beis. Where exactly is the shiur Agrama according to Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignois? According to the Mishnah, the Shir HaGrama is anything above the Tabas HaGadoli. This whole sugya is talking about the Kana. Where exactly are you allowed to Shecht on the Kana? If you Shecht above where you're allowed to Shecht, that's called HaGrama. That's the Psul of HaGrama. So according to the Mishnah, according to both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, the Shir is you have to Shecht on the Tabas HaGadoli. The Kana is made up of different Tabais, and the uppermost tabas is called the tabas agadela, the large tabas, and that's the highest tabas, and you have to shecht within the tabas agadela. Even if you shecht on the very top of the tabas agadela, as long as you leave some part of the tabas agadela, even a mashahu of the tabas agadela intact, that means you shechted within the tabas agadela, and that's fine. If you went out of the tabas agadela, above the tabas agadela, that would be called agrama. Now, Rabban and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda are just arguing if Reiv of it is in the Tabas HaGdela and the Miyat is out of the Tabas HaGdela, what's Halach in that case? And we'll see more about that Machlaikis, what's the Pshat in that Machlaikis, in the Hemshech of this year. But the Gemara had brought the sheet of Rav Chanina ben Antignois, which says that Megremis is Ksheira. That means even if it's above the Tabas HaGdela, it's still Kasher, the Shir of the Kana goes higher than Tabas HaGdela. Now, above the Tabas HaGdela is the Shipuya Kaiva, and inside the Shipuya Kaiva are the Chiti, and there's a big discussion exactly what exactly the Gemara means, where exactly is this Kaiva, what's called the Shipuya Kaiva, what exactly are the Chiti, and where exactly are they? Parshas the Chiti, the vocal cords, but it's not 100% clear. You can look in the Sichas Chulin and in the Chulin Illuminated, they both discuss this a little bit. But b'negein, the sugya, the Gemara discusses what's a din if you paga b'chiti, and if it's kasher or treif, and the Gemara discusses what the word paga means, if paga means to actually cut through the chiti, or paga means that you didn't cut through the chiti, but you just came very close to them. And there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis, if when it says paga, when it says you didn't actually cut through the chiti, but you just came close to them, does it mean under the chiti, towards the side of the guf of the behema, or does it mean above the chiti, towards the side of the head of the behema? And the Gemara's maskana is that shayir b'chiti is kasher. And like the Gemara says, mishipuya kaiva ulamata is kshera, from the place where the kaiva, which is above the tabas hagadola, from the place it slants down, and under it is kasher, v'hayne de shayir b'chiti. And according to Rav Rishonim, shayir b'chiti means, even if you cut through the chiti, as long as you leave some of the chiti, that's still attached to the side of the head, it's all kasher. The only time it's treif is if you go above the chiti, you don't touch the chiti at all because you're higher than them even, you're higher to the chiti l'tzad ha'reish, that's already called agrama. That's how Rav Paiskim understand the Maskana Sagamara. But the Agayis HaShri, B'Shem the Rav Yav, and other Rishaynim, understand that when it says Shaya B'Chiti, it means that you left the entire Chiti L'Tzad HaRosh. Shaya B'Chiti doesn't mean that you cut through the Chiti and you left over a little part of the Chiti. As long as some of the Chiti is still intact, it's Kasher, and it's only Treif if you went above the Chiti and all the chiti are to the tzaraguf. No. Fakat. Shaya b'chiti kasha means that you didn't touch the chiti at all. And the entire chiti are all the tzad the rush. Shaila exactly how they learned the Gemara. I don't want to go into the pshatava so much. The Bach says that they also learned that paga means to go under the chiti, and shaya b'chiti also means to go under the chiti, and that would answer a lot of Taisa's kashas on Rashi. So, kum tais, lefi the pshat of taisis and the Rambam and Rav Rishonim, that shaya b'chiti means even if you cut through the chiti as long as some of the chiti are left to the tzad of the reish of the animal, that's kasher, and it's only treif if you went above the chiti, that comes out of kula. But if you learn like the Rav Yah, as a chumra, that if you cut through the chiti, it's already treif, you need shaya b'chiti, meaning you have to leave the entirety of the chiti to the tzad of reish. So the Mechaber in Simen Chav paskins l'kula, like Rav Peskim. But the Ramah brings a Mari Vayel that says that you really are not allowed a shecht out of the Tabas Agdel altogether. The Ramah says, l'chadchili you shouldn't. The Ramah is mashma that b'di'evid, if the shechita went out of the Tabas Agdel, you would be mekel. But the Achreinim, the Shach, and the Kreis Yuplesi, and the Tvur Shar, and the later Achreinim, they all say that, no, the Mari Vayel meant even b'di'evid, you shouldn't shecht above the Tabas HaGadolah. Even though it doesn't seem to stem with the Gemara, because the Gemara says that only the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda say that the Shechita has to be in the Tabas HaGadolah. Rabbi Chinim and Antiknus say it could be above the Tabas HaGadolah. Shaila is exactly where. But it's somewhere above the Tabas HaGadolah. That's why the Ramah understands the Rival that's only Lechatchila. But the Achreinim say it's even b'di'evit. They bring a Taisus in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Testament Beis. The Gemara, they had an incident where Rav paskened on a certain hagrama that it's usur, but the sheikh doesn't have to pay for doing this hagrama. And Taisus there learns that this hagrama was a hagrama that it was above the Tabas HaGadolah, and the reason why Rav said it was usur, even though we paskin like Rav Chanina ben Antignais, still, he was machmir because he says it was an Amaretz. He didn't want to be mekel so much, so he was machmir to aser it. But nevertheless, that wasn't enough to be meitzi mamon from the sheichet with mikur adin its kasher. Al kapanim, you see a makar that you could be machmir and not allow a shechita that's past the Tabas HaGadol, even be the evit. And that's a psak halacha. Behefsid meruba, the Achreinim discuss it. In other words, could you be Mekel, the Hefsid Meruba, like Reif Peskin, that even if you cut through the Chiti, as long as you leave some Chiti intact, it would be Kasher, or even the Hefsid Meruba, you'd have to be Machma like the Rav Yom, and other Rishainim that say that as long as you touch the Chiti, it's already a problem. Shaya B'Chiti means that you left them all intact, but Sadarish. That's a shayla. The crazy place in Lamaisa says that no one really knows exactly where the chiti are, what the chiti are. It would be very hard Lamaisa to give a psak. Did he cut through the chiti? Did he not cut through the chiti? Anything above the Tabas HaGadolah is anyway extremely difficult to determine if it's within the Shipuya Kaiva or it's above what's Agrama L'Kuli Alma. Today, it's really not so negay, the din of Hefsid Meruba. The chickens don't cost too much. And the gases, you could sell to Goyim. So really, anything time the Shechita goes above the Tabas HaGadolah, then Nayik to be Matrif. And now let's see the Sugya, which discusses the Machloikis, the Rabbanan and Abayisib Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that according to the Rabbanan, you need to be Shayim Aloichur Al Pnei Kula. You have to have the Tabas HaGadolah has to have at least a mashu, a drop, a maloi chut on the entire Tabas HaGadolah. And it basically says that Rav is good enough. So the Gemara has two lashonis of Rav Huna. The first lashon is that the machlokes is when you shecht the 2/3 and you amagrim a third. In other words, the first 2/3 were in the Tabas HaGadolah, the makam hashchita. The last third was out of the Tabas HaGadolah. The Rabbanan hold you need the entire Shechita to be in the Tabas HaGadolah, and the Beis Yehuda holds you be kukulei. But let's say you amagrim in the first third, and you shecht the 2/3, that's definitely puzzle, because when you severed most of the kana, part of it was out of the Tabas HaGadolah, most of the kana is severed, so that's nafik chiyusa, and when it's nafik chiyusa, you did not yet have that part wasn't in the Makam HaShechita, because the first part was Bahagrama. That's the first Lashon of the Gemara. The second Lashon of the Gemara, which in the first Lashon of Chista had told him that that's what it should be, is that if you shechted the 2/3 in the Makam HaShechita and then did the Hagrama in the final third, That's kasha l'kuli alma, because rube shalacha kamayum. The machlokes is the opposite. Let's say you did a grama on the first third, and then you shech the two thirds. So even that, or beis b'yuda is matter, and the Gemara says, mimi dahava achatzi kana pagum. By the kana, there's no treifas when there's a hole in the kana. In order for a kana to be called a treifa, it has to be nifsak kana berubay. So let's say the kana started off broken, chatzi kana pagum, so you can do a shchita by just being mashlam that to the rav. So that's why beis b'yuda holds that even if you did a grama in the beginning, but then you did the rest for shchita, so it's like you had a chatzi kana pagum, and you mashlam it to a rav, and that's a kashur shchita. And the rabbanan say it's different, because enoch enami the maske by a chatzi kana pagum, and you mashlam it to a rav, that's called a shchita. But that's because the pagam also was in a makam shchita. So the kana was split, it was severed, all in a makam shkita. The first part wasn't done on yidei shkita, that's okay. If, as long as the shkita made that it should go from miya to raiv, that's called a shkita. Because the chatzi kana pagam is not a problem at all. And now you're doing a shkita on a kana, which has already partially severed, then you made it to be raiv severed on yidei shkita, not even the rabbanan are asking. But since you did the first third bahagrama, so kumdais is not severed in the makam shchita. Not rave of it. Rave of it is not in the makam shchita. So mele it's straight. That's the second lashon of the machlekes of Beis Yehuda Rabbanan in the beginning of the Gemara. So first, I want to be more like this. And we spoke about this in the Mishnah already a little bit. On this tzad, on the first tzad of Rav Huna, that when you higrim the first third, the kuli alma it's treif. Because you're going to have enough of chiyusa after it went through half, and you still didn't have a shchita, because you still didn't have a full shchita b'makam shchita. And the machlokes is, when you were not higrim the first third, you were shachat two-thirds, and higrim the last third. So we said, Rashi and the Mishnah is mashma, that the Rabbanan only hold its treif because you finished the last third by Hagrama. But if you didn't finish it all, even the Rabbanan would hold that Shechni Rav is good enough. And the Ritva also is medayik that on the Gemara here. And the Ritva says, no, that it's midir Rabbanan. Midir Aisa, there's no chilek if you didn't finish the Shechita at all, or if you finished the Shechita by Hagrama. Why should there be a chilek? Midir Rabbanan. If you didn't finish the Shechita at all, so the entire Shechita you did was good, so it's good. But Mashiach came, when you finished it by Agrama, people might think that Agrama is a good Shechita. But Rashi is Mashimitz Deiraisa, particularly Rashi on Laman Amid Beis. This gets us into a sugya, which is more in Laman Amid Beis, but it's negated to this Gemara also. The sugya of Shia B'miyat Basra. Rashi says a big chiddush there. He learns it up in the Gemara. The Gemara had a shaila about it, which the Gemara blames the Tekul. If he Rashi's pshat, the Gemara has it said that even though if all you shecht is raiv of the simanim, it's good, but if you shecht more than raiv, and you shechted the other ones with a psul shkita, like shehiya, or drasa, or chalada, then it's treif. And Rashi stels su'a Gemara. Rashi says, because the Gemara had a shayla, that maybe we paskin like the rabbanan of this Mishnah, that when you shech the simanim and you do hagrama, shech two-thirds, and do hagrama on the last third, it's treif. Now the Rishayim are bothered, because here the Gemara paskin like a base of Rabbi Yehuda. So why should that Gemara have a suffix that maybe we pass like the Rabbanan? But that's what Rashi says. And the Meshmais of Rashi is that it's a din me'ikir din, not just a gzeir the Rabbanan. And what's the pshat? So the Imre Meisha, in Simon Beis, he says that the Achreinim say that Rav is good for Shkita. It's not the pshat that the Shkita is to shecht Rav of the Simon. No. The Shkita really is to shecht the entire Simon. There's a din of Rubik Akulai. That Rav Simon is enough is a din of Rubik Akulai. That's what the Mishnah says. A sheikh and echad ba'if, v'shnayim be'behema, shkitasa k'shera, v'rubay shalachat kamayu. The din is the shech two simanim by a behema, one simon by an oif, but roiv is kamayu. The Gemara is a machlekes there in the second parak. If machsal machsa kareiv, or machsal machsa ain't a kareiv, the Gemara stels two other dinim to that machlekes, It's a din. It's a din of Ruba Kekula. Maybe Max is correct. But when you continue shechting the simen, the rest of the simen is also called the shechita. It also has a shame, Tairish shechita. And the Mimaisha says he wants to say that's really true Lekuli Alma. Because the Gemara says that the din of shechting Raiv is b'di'evit. L'chatchili is supposed to shech the entire simen. If you're going to say that once you shechted Raiv of the simen, the Behem is already geshachten. And it's not shaykh to have any more shechita because it's already geshachten. That's it. It's nishkat. What could you do? How is it shaykh to say that l'chatchili is a shech the whole thing? It's not a shechita b'chol. Elamayin is a shechita. Navas, Rishayim that argue in Rashi, Rishayim that say that there's no dim psule shechita on the Miyat Basra, they learn the Gemara there, different shat, they hold that when the last simon is done, bipsul, so the pshat is, you could say, dalmine. I could say, so good. So it's not a shechita. So mele, I have to have a shechita mitzad the raiv. Rashi holds it, no. When you taka shechted the entire thing, so kum dais, the whole thing was a shechita. So then, if even the last part was done with psule shechita, that could be a psul. That could pass the whole shechita. You can't say rubei kekulai on the first part, because you have kulai, and some of it is a psul. So kum dais is a shechita with a psul. Now, Shengen, the other side is, and even according to Rashi, the other side of the Gemara, and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds, that no, when you have the last part being b'psul, you could say domine. I could say, no, my shechita is only the first part that was done b'hechsher. The part that was done b'psul is not part of my shechita. But even Taisus holds it shaykh to have a shechita after Raiv. That's why there's a din l'chatchila to shech the whole thing. Now, a lot of Rishayim, Raiv Rishayim don't like Rashi. Raiv Rishayim hold different shat in that Gemara. The Gemara talks about Shab and Miyat Simanim. They have different shat them. And the Rosh brings a pshat that he's masking to Rashi by the other psule shechita, like Shia, Drasa, and Chalada. But by Agrama, he says, Agamar says it's good. And the Teretz is, because Shia, Drasa, and Chalada in the Miyat Basra, which is B'makim shechita, there that becomes Mitzurif to the shechita, it's one big shechita, and the Shia at the end, the psulim at the end, passel the shechita. Now Sheenkein Agrama, it's not in the Makim shechita b'chlal, so it's not in the Shechita. It doesn't have a Shem Shechita b'chlal. It's not in the Makam Shechita. So male, that wouldn't passel, and that would shdim had the Gemara passel like a base of Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rashi, he holds it, no, he holds it's no chilik. By a grum in the Miyat Basra, it's the same Shaila. And since the Gemara, they had a Shaila, vice dais, the Gemara is being mitzadah that maybe we passel like the Rabbanan, that passel by a grum in the last Miyat, because all part of the same Shechita. Now, just one ara, the Rishayim, the Ramban and the Rajba, there on the Aflamin, ask Akasha and Rashi. They say that Agamar is Mefurish, not like Rashi. Agamar says clearly that the Rabbanan who say that you need Raiv is because they don't hold the Rubik Akulai. They hold Stam the Shechita doesn't work when you do Raiv. Because the Gemara said that I have a Raya not to learn like the first Lashon Rav Huna, not to learn that the machlaikis is by shachet shnei shlishi v'higrim shlish, and by higrim shlish v'shachet shnei shlishi l'kulei alma, it's possible not to learn that way. Because how could you say that shachet shnei shlishim and higrim shlish is possible? According to Rabbanan, the Mishnah says, rubei shalachet kamayu. So I would say, that's mefurish, rubei shalachet kamayu, that when you shachet shnei shlishi and higrim shlish will be kosher. And the Gemara's whole answer to that is, then maybe that goes to Gerbeis Reb Yehuda, and a chinami. According to the Rabbanan, there's no din of Rubish Lechet Kamayu. That Mishnah goes to Gerbeis Reb Yehuda. So Taini the Rishayin and the Ramban and Rashi is Mefurish in the Gemara, that if you hold of the Mishnah of Rubish Lechet Kamayu, so Behechuk you hold that Shachat Shnei Shlish and Vehikim Shlish is Kasher. And Rashi is saying, Ladi Dun, that we hold that Rav is good, but when you Higim in the final shlish, according to the Rabbanan, it's possible. It's mamish, not like the Gemara. A fella. So I wanted to answer that maybe the pshat is, the Mishnah uses the lashon of rubei shalechet kamayu, that rav is mamish kamayu, that nusach is mashman that there can't be any psulim after the raiv. Shechting raiv is mamish the same thing as shechting the whole simen. Just like once you shechted the whole simen, there can't be any more psula shchita. Shechting raiv is kamayu, there can't be any more psula shchita. If it says that shechting raiv is good enough, then you still don't know. Maybe shechting raiv is good enough, but when you shechted more and you finished the psul, so that would pass all the whole shchita. It's just the words ruba shlechet kamayu, which is mashman at ruba is mamash is same as shechting the whole thing. When you shech the whole thing, you can't have a psul afterwards. So b'raiv also, the gemara is medayik, you can't have a psul afterwards. So I will zagen to answer the Rashi. Now if you say that, I think we can answer also b'kivegas kasha and taisis. Because the gemara, when I ask the kasha, then how could you say that anyone passels by shachat, Shnei shlishim v'higim shlish, ayit says ruba shlecha kamayu. And the Gemara's whole Torah says it goes like a base b'yuda. So Taisus, the maskal b'lmer base b'yuda, he says, Tema, why don't we say that ruba shlecha is going on the veshet? Which anyway, if Ana bar Ava held that way, that when it says roiv echad ba'if, it's only the veshet. You're not yetsu when you shech the kan of the ayif, you have to shech the veshet. So why don't you say here also, ruba shlecha kamayu means the veshet? So he says, maybe because the Rabbanan happened to argue about the Veshet also, just like they argue about the Kanas, so wouldn't answer anything. So the fact that B'Kivega, what does Taisus mean that Ruba Shlecha Kamayu could go on the Veshet? But first it says in the next part of the Mishnah, Chatzi Echad B'Oif V'Chatzi B'Behem V'Echad V'Chatzi B'Behem Shkasa P'Psula Roiv Echad B'Oif V'Roiv Shnayim B'Behem Shkasa K'Sheira. It says first that Roiv Shnayim, that means even if you shechted Roiv of both Simanim, the Veshet and the Kan, it's kosher. So it's mefurish that Rav of the Kan is also good enough. So how could Taisus have a half minute to say that the Gemara should have answered that Ruba Shlecha Kamayu was going on the Veshet? Amish Apella. From that sounds if you learn the Gemara like the Rishayim, like the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Gemara's kasha was from the Ikedin, that Shchitas Rav is good enough, in them state, not like the Rabbanan, that Higrim Shlish is a problem. But Lefi the way we're learning in Rashi, that Rashi holds you could say Shchitas Rav is good enough when you magrim the last shlish, it is a problem. So what's the Rayim from Ruba Shlechet Kamayu? From the Lashon, Ruba Shlechet Kamayu sounds like the Rav is exactly the same din as the whole simon. So Melita is very good. That could be going on the Veshet. Aye, it says Rav Shnayim V'Behema. Yeah, Vadar Rav Shnayim is good enough, but it's not Kamayu. That's when you did Rav. When you magrim the last third, you did a psul on the last third. That would be a problem. Even the Rav is good enough. That wasn't the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara's Raya because it's Ruba Shlecha Kamayu. And now we could say the Ruba Shlecha Kamayu. Maybe it's Dafka going on the Veshet. Azay L'chayr could be Miyashiv. Now let's go right in the Sugya. Let's see the Sugya. First we'll go into the Shitas and the Halacha. And then we'll try to get more into the Lumdas. The Gemara goes on and says like this. What's it then by Higrim Shlish v'Shachat Shlish v'Higrim Shlish? If you started with Agrama, then in the middle there was Shchita, and the end was Agrama. Rav Huna Merav says Ksheira, and Rav Yuna Merav says Trefa. Now, it would seem that both of them would Neman that when you're Shachat Shnei Shlishim and Higrim Shlish, it's Kasher. And that's why they're arguing by Higrim Shlish and Shachat Shlish and Higrim Shlish. Taisus already asked the Kasha that the first Lashon of Rav Huna had that Higrim Shlish and Shachat Shnei Shlishim is Treif. And he says that was Mishmei Derav Asi and here's Mishmei Derav. So what's the Machlekes? Mari says, Rav Huna says it's Ksheira because Kinafa Chiyusa B'Shchita Kanafka. When you got to the Rav, which is the point of Nafa Chiyusa, so that's already B'Shchita. And Rav Yehuda says, no, it's treif, because you need roiv v'shchita, and you don't have roiv of the simen that's kat v'shchita, because two-thirds of the simen was agrama, only one-third was shchita. So do you need the shchita, as opposed to agrama, only in the time where it goes over the mark from mechza to roiv? That's where Avuna holds. That's the time we need it v'shchita. As long as that time, the nafach yusa time, is in the makam shchita, that's fine. And the Yehuda said, no, I look at the entire simon, I see, is Rav Shchita or Rav Agrama? Since Rav is Agrama, the first third and the last third, so that's called Agrama, that's not called Shchita. And then the Gemara says they argue And the opposite case also. What if you first had the Shechita, and then the Hagroma, and the second, third, and the middle third, and then the Shechita? So Rav Yehuda said that it was kosher, because Rav of the Simon Mechlolius was b'Shechita. And Rav Huna said it was treif, because at the point where you're crossing over from less than Rav to Rav, that was in the Hagroma place. And first he wanted to be Chayzer, but Rav Chisa told him he can't be Chayzer because it's totally Zeb Zeb. And the first thing that he said, Rav Huna holds, whether you consider it Hagroma or Shechita, depends on the Nafach Yusa. If the Nafach Yusa is B'Shechita, so it's Shechita. If the Nafach Yusa is Hagroma, so it's Hagroma. So it's totally Abaha. So if you were Higrim and then Shachad and then Higrim, Rav Huna holds the Nafach Yusa is B'Shechita, so it's Shechita. Rav Yehuda holds, you go bust an entire thing. The entire thing, you don't have Rav Shechita, you have Hagroma. So who would then the other way, when you have Shachad and then Higrim and then Shachad? So therefore, Karet, the Nafach Yusa is Hagroma. Rav Yehuda holds this kasha because you have Lamaisa Rav of the Simon Shechita. And Rav Huna holds his treif because he would hold his treif because the Nafach Yusa came by Hagroma. That's the Sugya Sagamara. So who do we paskin like? The Rambam paskins completely like Rav Yehuda. And the Kesemisha explains why is he paskin like Rav Yehuda? Because since Rav Huna himself said that he didn't hear clearly from Rav that it's treif, and he wanted to be chayzer and say that it's kasher, and Rav Chista explained to him that if you're going to be chayzer, you're going to lose the first halacha. So Lamaisa the Gemara is saying that the Tali Habaha. And Rav Huna wanted to be chayzer about the second halacha, about the shachat shlish, higim shlish, or shachat shlish. And that memela means he has to be chayzer about the first halacha. And good. I would say we should pass on the Rav Yehuda. Because in the second halacha, it's clear that he's right. Rav Huna was masking him. And yeah, l'chayr Rav Chista is right, that the first halacha is also tali habaha. And also the next Gemara sounds like the Gemara is naming on that way. Because Rav Nachman said that by Shachat Shlish and Higim Shlish and Shachat Shlish, he says, Lav Hainan Drablezim Amim Yumi, and the Gemara says, V'dilma B'makam Shechita. He thought that it would be kasher, because Drablezim Amim said that Shechita Kamasreik is kasher, and he thought that was the case. We use Shachat Shlish, Higim Shlish, and Shachat Shlish. So the Gemara says that maybe there's a different shot in Drablezim Amim Yumi, but originally that's what Rav Nachman thought. So Mela, that's why the Rambam paskins entirely like Rav Yehuda. The Rosh also says that Rav Paiskim, the Rosh's Lashon is that Rav Paiskim paskin like Rav Yehuda. And the Beis Yosef brings the Bala Itta also paskins like Rav Yehuda, and he says since the Rambam passed away, the Bala Itta passed away, the Rosh says that Rav Paiskim paskin that way, even the Rosh himself is not klar Mechriya, but he doesn't argue on them. Sounds like he's neiter that way. So that's how he paskins, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav Yehuda. The Ra'ah in Bedek Abayis paskins completely like Rav Huna. And the Ramban in Chedushim and the Balamar, they paskin that we don't have a good achra between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. The Gemara is not machriya. We're talking about it is a deraisa. So you have to paskin l'chumra by both of them. So both in the case of Higim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, and Higim Shlish, and also in the case of Shachat Shlish, Higim Shlish, and Shachat Shlish. In both these two cases, they paskin it's Aser. Safik Deraisa, in both these cases, it's Aser. But even the Ramban and the Balamar would hold that if it's Higim Shlish and then Shachat Shnei Shlishim, so they're both Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna would hold that it's Mutter. Rav Yehuda that says it's totally on having a Shchitas Rav, you have it. And Rav Huna holds it's totally when the Nafach Yusa was, you also have it. So here we have three shitas. We have the Rambam and the Itter, and the Rosh says Rav Paiskim all that way, in Gansan like Rav Yehuda. You need that Rav of it should be Meshchita, and even if you have a Shachat, and then a Higrim Shlish, and then a Shachat Shlish, that's okay. However, if you don't have Rav Meshchita, even if the Nafach Yusa was Meshchita, the Higrim and the Shachat and the Higrim, that's Treif. We have the Ra'ah that holds, no, entirely like Rav Huna. It depends on the Nafach Yusa. And we have the Ramban and the Balamar. They say it's a Safik. So you need both. You need that you should have Rav Shechita. And you need also you should have the Nafach Yusa B'Shechita. But if you have Higrim Shlish and then Shachat Shnei Shlishim, or Shachat Shnei Shlishim and then Higrim Shlish, that would be kosher. The Rashba says, no, we have to Yemach Memua. We have to be machma like the first lashon of Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi earlier. Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi said that when you shachat, when you higrim shlish, and then you shachat shnei shlishim, that's also no good. Mekuli alma. The whole machlekes in the Mishnah based Yudah Rabbanan is dafka by shachat shnei shlishim and then higrim shlish. But if you higrim shlish first, so by the time the nafach chiyusa was, you didn't have roiv b'shchita, that's also a problem. Rajba says the Gemara in Daf Chaf brings down that lashon stam. Gemara later in Daf Chaf it says Ukeder Avun Amar Vasi to Amar Avun Amar Vasi Higim Shlish Shachar Shnei Shlishim Sula. So Gemara sounds like that's the halacha, but the Rajba is maskim that by Shachar Shnei Shlishim and then Higim Shlish, that would be kosher, because we do baskim like our base Rabbi Yehuda. So at least by Shachar Shnei Shlishim and Higim Shlish, that's clear would be kosher. So far, four shittas. Either we paskin entirely like Rav Yehuda, that would seem to be Rav Yishayim, the Rambam, the Itter, the Rosh says Rav Yishayim hold the way, that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, or entirely like Rav Huna, that's the shita of the Ra'ah, the Bedek Abayis, or to machma like both studim, that's a shita of the Ramban and the Baal Amar. And the Raj was even machma more than even Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, that if you have a higrim in the first shlish, then even the shachat shnei shlishim wouldn't work. And the fifth sheet is the Rashi that we mentioned, that Rashi holds that even a hagrama b'miyat basra is a problem. That when the Gemara in Daf Lamed says that there's a problem of psulei shchit in the miyat basra, they mean including hagrama. So according to Rashi, you would need the entire thing to be without any hagrama. If there's any hagrama, whether it's in the first shlish or in the last shlish, and certainly in the middle shlish, it would all be treif. And there are more paskins like Rashi, that you can't have any agrama or any other psulei shchita in the entire shchita. That is a machlokes achrayim, lefi this psak of the Rama, lefi Rashi, that you can't have any psulim even in the first part. What about the other psulim, shia, drasa, and hachlada, in the first part of the Shita Sakana? The Bach, in Simcha Chavdal, he brings the Marshal, and he also holds that way, that says, yeah, so Kol Shken, all other psulim would be a problem in the first part of the Shita, even though we're dealing with the Shita of the Kana. But the Shach Leifenot, in Simcha Chavdal, says, no, Chatzi Kana Pogam is certainly good. That's in Mefurash Gemara. No one argues on Chatzi Kana Pogam. When the Gemara here says that Higrim, the first shlish, is a problem, the Gemara said in the second lashon of Rav Huna l'mashal, that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds that it's not a problem because midi dehava chatz kanapagam, and the Rabbanan hold that there it's in the makam shchita, and here it's not in the makam shchita. So if you have the chatz kanapagam, so even though your shchita was only in the second half, in the second, third, but you made the shchita, you did a shchita making it a chatzi kana pagam into a raiv kana, and that's a good shchita. And that's a kuli alma, he says. No one ever argued on that. No one argues on chatzi kana pagam. The reason why the Gemara said that when you do first higrim shlish, and then you do shachat shnei shlish, and the reason why it's no good is because it's not like chatzi kana pagam, because it's not in the makam shchita, the Gemara says. So here's the problem. The first third is not in the makam shchita. So when you do the second third, it can't be mitzdarif with the first third. By chatzi kana pagam, it's all in the makam shchita, so it's mitzdarif. You have the kana that's cut in the makam shchita raiv, and you did that raiv, you did the nafach yusal yidei shchita, that's good. Now, Shein Kain, in the first lashon of Rav Huna, when the chatzi kana wasn't pogam in the makam shchita, you were higrim, not in the makam shchita the first half, and then you did the second half, the second third, I mean. So you don't have a shchita here because it's not all in the makam shchita, and you have enough for chiyusa. So now you can finish it off afterwards. Mashengin, if you just did a shia or a drasa or a chalada in the first third, so what's that different than chatzi kana pagam? As the time of the Shach, he says it's mamash a pelah the bach of the Marashal. But I want to time it to be miyashiv a vissel the bach and the Marashal, that the Gemara there was going with the Hanacha, when the Gemara had that shackle of Ataria, that Higrim Shlish and Shachat Shnei Shlishim, that basically says it works, Mili Da'av HaChatzik on a Pogam, and the Rabbanon hold it's no good because it's not B'makam Shchita, that was going with the Hanacha, that if you were Shachat Shnei Shlishim and then you were Higrim Shlish, L'kuli Alma, it's good. It wasn't going with the Tzad, that there's any Psule Shchita in the Miyad Basra. So the Gemara is going with the Tzad, that whatever you don't need for a Shchita, wouldn't have a Psul Shchita. So Avada, if you end it Tzad, the Shach is Avada right. If you'd have a Shia, Drosa Chaloda, in the first part, and then you finish the Shchita properly, and like the Gemara says, that was the work, meaning to have a Chatzikon Apogam, and you don't have the Tain of the Rabbanan that there is not in the Makam Shchita. It is in the Makam Shchita. Avada the Shach is right. But the Bach and the Mashal are going on the Tzad that the Miyad Basra is a problem. That means even though I have a full functioning Shchita, and I messed it up just in the Miyad Basra, that's a problem, because you look at the whole Shchita, and any psul in any part of the Shchita, even the part that I don't need, is a problem. And that's why, and that's how we paskin, like Rashi and Aflamid, that a Shia Drosa Chalada in the last third is possible. So, who were then in the first third? That's what they're saying. Why is it different than Chatzikon Apogam? Because Chatzikon Apogam is not part of the Shita B'chlal. Hagab Atzmacha in the last third. If someone shechs Reiva the Simen, and then stops shechting, and then what happens is, the animal flops around, and all of a sudden, it rips by itself, it rips the rest of the Simen. Avada now be kosher. That's not a psul in the last part. If you did the shchita and you did a psul in the last part, she addressed the chaladam. So we look at the whole shchita and part of the shchita and a psul. And like we said before the lamdas, you don't say rubei kekulei because you look at the kulei. All you did was rive, so rubei kekulei. You did everything behechsher. But if you have a kulei, so you look at the whole kulei and you did part of it psul, so it's a shchita that's psul. So then, ending on Zakta Bach and Mashal, Avada who within the first part, I Chatzikon Apogam. That's because I never did that Shchita. So the Gemara that says the Shach's Cheshbin that the problem with Higrim B'Shlish Rishain is only because it's not B'Makam Shchita. That Gemara was going with the Hanacha that the Miyad Basrets Avada good. Because that Gemara was naming on whatever I could have done without a Shchita, if I do it with a Shchita, so tell me, Hacha, pretend they didn't do that Shchita. Don't say, look at the whole Shchita. That part's not considered for the Shchita because it's a psul. So who within the Miyad Rishon is that way? And the only reason to passel by Higrim the Shlish Rishon is because it's not in the Makam Shchita. So Avad the Shia, Drosa, and Chalad in the Shlish Rishon would have had to be kosher. But the back of the Mashal told Lididon. Lididon, we go with Rashi. That a Miyad Bash is a problem. Because we are like the Rabbanan of the first Lashon of Rav Huna. That even Shachat Shnei Shlishim and Higrim the Shlish Achrin is a problem. So Tarit says, even though I have a full kosher Shchita without it, but since I also did this part, and this part is a Psul Shchita, I look at the Shchita as a whole, and I see a Psul in the Shchita. So who within the Shlish region is that way? I Chatzikon Apogam, that wasn't a Shchita B'chlal, that was done by itself. What's done by itself, Zicha not part of the Shchita. Hazei Feshteich, the Bach and the Marashal. Now, in the Etzem Lomdus, to understand the Machloikish of Yehuda and Rav Huna. Why does Rav Huna hold this Tali in the Nafach Chiyusa, and Rav Yehuda holds this Tali in the Rav? So the Ramban and the Ran say the Lomdus very clear. They say the Machloikish of Yehuda and Rav Huna is a Machloikish in the Lomdus of Shchita, the Seis. It's a Machloikish in what is the Pshad in the Psul of Hagroma? Rav Huna holds Hagroma is a Psul. It's a Psul like any Psul Shchita. In other words, when you shecht above the tabas, above what you're shechting, that's called the makam shchita. It's just a psul. Mashegin Rav Yehuda holds, it's not the makam shchita b'chlal. It's like shechting the foot. It's like shechting the regal. That's what the Rosh calls it. It's a makam treifus. It's not the foot because it's a place where it could become a treifa. But it's not a makam shchita b'chlal. The way you understand the Ramban and the Ran, I understand it very simple. Ask a Shiloh. Let's say someone is Doras, and then he's Shechs, and then he's Doras. And again, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are both going, not like Rashi and Daf Lamed, They're both going with the tzad that there is no psulim in the miyat basra. So if you neman that way, and that's a rei rishayin and neman, and that's l'chayr zichab shat, even according to Rashi, that's what Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are neming on at this point. The whole din of miyat basra, Rashi says, is like the Rabbanan over here, and I guess like the Rabbanan according to the first lashon of Rav Huna, that's matchif even by shachet shnei shlishim and higrim shlish. But that, both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are being makshir, and they're even being makshir, both of them, by higrim shlish and shachet shnei shlishim. So let's say someone was doras shlish, and shachet shlish, and doras the last shlish. Avad it's kasher. Everyone holds it's kasher. Because the first part, maybe dav v'chatzi kanapagam. Let's say it is a chatzi kanapagam. And that's the Gemara Mefurish in Afkhav Ches. If there's a chatzi kanapagam, and someone just shechs one mashahu and makes it into a raiv, that's kasher. L'kuli alma. And if you're going to compare psula shita to chatzi kanapagam, so if someone is doras the first shlish, and then shachat the next shlish, that's kasher. And now he's doras the next shlish, it's already kasher. That doesn't basel afterwards. So that's what the Ramban and the Ran are explaining. According to Rav Huna, the makam above the makam shkita is a makam shkita. It's just a psul. It's like he was daras. So avada, as long as when you went over the line from machse to raiv, you did it derech shkita, avada that's kasher. Rav Yehuda holds no. Rav Yehuda holds that when you're above the line of shkita, it's not a shkita bechlal. That's not shkita. Shkita means cutting through the kana. When you're cutting above the tabas, agdelo, above the shipur, kaiva, whatever it is, you're not cutting through the kana klal uchlal. So the reason why higrim shlish and shachat shlish and higrim shlish is no good according to Rav Yehuda is because my kana is not cut berubay. It's not. I don't have a shkita. Now the shaila we can ask according to Rav Yehuda is like this. Why does Rav Yehuda hold that shachat shlish and higrim shlish and shachat shlish is good? Eina chinami, the part above the makam shchita, is not a shchita b'chlal, but that much is clear. If the kun is nifsak, roiv, above the makam shchita, so it should be enough for chiyusa. So why does Rav Yehuda hold its kasher? So Rabbaran, in Mishas Rabbaran Chulin Simon Gimel, he starts off saying that maybe Hagufa, Rav Huna held it's a makam shkita, it's just a psul. So he obviously holds that is enough for chiyusa when you have raiv of the makam shkita. Mashenken Rav Yehuda holds it's not a makam shkita. So maybe the pshat is, you don't have enough for chiyusa because it's not a makam shkita like the Ramban and the Ran is saying. So when is the behemah going to have that's not for chiyusa? When you have raiv of the makam shkita cut. So Rav Huna holds it's a makam shkita. It's just a psul. It's like drasa. So a psul in the miyat kama doesn't passel. Because mibi dava chatzi kanapagam. A psul in the miyat basher doesn't passel. Because once you shechted raiv, it's kishachten, you can't have any more passels. But on the other hand, when you do the nafa chiyusa bahagrama, when you do the raiv, the shlish emsoi bahagrama, so is nafa chiyusa without shkita. So it's avad it's treif. Mashengen Rav Yehuda holds it's not a makam shchita. And if it's not a makam shchita, so there is no nafach yusa. And the nafach yusa occurs only when I have the raif in the makam shchita. And that was done, derech shchita. Very geshmak, the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Now Rav Aaron says that it's mavur and Rashi not this way. It's mavur and Rashi that even according to Rav Yehuda, there's a nafach yusa by raif. It's Mefurish and Rashi. First, Rashi divim maskel hachagash sinon, Rav Yehuda merav trefa be'inan ruba b'shkita. Rashi says, v'loi gash sinon kinafa chiyusa be'inan ruba b'shkita. The Rav Yehuda lav v'meifa chiyusa tolitama. Rav Yehuda is not tolitama the meifa chiyusa. The kama b'seifa, shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish is ksheira, hayal v'ruba b'shkita. He's saying that Rabbi Yehuda said that by shachat shlish and higrim shlish and shachat shlish is kasher, because ruba shkita, afal gav the ruba kama to who made the chiyusa lava shkita hu. So he's mafurish in Rashi that according to Yehuda, the nafa chiyusa is in the ruba kama. That's in Rashi of Maskel Hachigar Sinai Yehuda Merav. He also says it clearly in the Rashi of Mibidav Achatzi Kana Pagam. But he's going before the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, and he's saying that when you higrim the first shlish, and then you shachat shnei shlishim, it's good. But he says that you need the shachat shnei shlishim. Achari is going Rav Yehuda. Because according to Rav Huna, you don't need the shachat shnei shlishim. But he says, mi uhacha b'taisis koshu leitzagi, but he says there clearly, so he says clearly there also that the nafach yusa is by Rav, even according to Rav Yehuda. So Ibazai, we're back with the question. He explained very good. According to Rav Huna, the makam agrama is mamrisha makam shchita. It's just the psul. So that's not locha. When the psul is in the shlish rishain or in the shlish achrain, not a problem. Shlish risha, migadav achatzi kanapagam. Shlish achrain, once you have a shkita, you can't pass it with the shlish achrain. And memela, it's all tali with enough for chiyusis. According to Avihu that we said, the makam agram is not a makam shkita. So that's why higrim shlish and shachat shlish doesn't work, because I didn't shecht. I don't have Rav of the Kanin, the Makam Shchita Shechtit. But the problem is, so why by Shachat Shlish and Higrim Shlish and Shachat Shlish, why does that work? When I did the Shachat Shlish and the Higrim Shlish, I had enough for Chiyusa without Shchita. So the Imam Meisha says, Imam Meisha and Simon Beis that we talked about, with his Yisai that we spoke about earlier, that the Shchita doesn't end with the Nafa Chiyusa. The Nafa Chiyusa is taka with the Rav, but what comes afterwards is also has a chalais din shchita, also has a teirish shchita. That's why Rashi holds that even a psul nemiyat basra is a problem. Why don't you say it's not for chiyusa already after rav? It's already a dead behema. How do you shecht a dead behema? Teirish says no such thing. Even though it's chal a din of not for chiyusa by the rav, it's still called a shchita coming later. It's all one big shchita. Now, vas this gemara is naming on that if you passel the last part, so then it won't become a shkita. Then it's not mistarf the shkita. You say dal mehacha. You passel the first part, dal mehacha, chatzik on a pagum. But let's say fakert. Let's say you need the last part. Now your problem is that it's not for chiyusa. That's okay. I'm still doing shkita. It doesn't matter that it was really not for chiyusa. It's still a shkita. So if the makam agrama is shkita also, not a passel a shkita, so that's the thing. If the psul of the shchita that you did was in the place where the shchita was nigma with the nafach chiyusa, that's an ad apostle shchita. Like we said, if you shachat shlish and darash shlish and shachat shlish, so even though I shechted roiv of the simin b'shchita, the psul drisa was only in the middle shlish, and Rav Yehuda doesn't argue. Because the shchita was by the Rav. That's when the shchalai shem shchita was. And that was b'psul. But like we said, Rav Yehuda holds that hagrom is b'chlal not a makam shchita. It doesn't have a chalai shem shchita b'chlal. It's not in the makam shchita. It was not for chiyusa. Yeah, but it's all one big shchita. So it doesn't matter that after the not for chiyusa, I went and I shechted the other third in the makam shchita. L'maisa, the shchita was the first third and the last third. That was the shchita. The other part b'chlal wasn't the shchita. Either was enough for chiyusa then. That doesn't share the shchita. L'maisa, the whole shchita that I did was all a kasher shchita. And a half, two-thirds b'shchita, that's already kasher according to Rav Yehuda. You see, the two tzadim there, Rav Aaron declared, the Rav Aaron started off saying that the pshat in Rav Yehuda is that there is no enough for chiyusa because it's not a makam shchita. But then he showed in Rashi that even according to Yehuda is enough for Chiyusa. So mainly he had to say that even after enough for Chiyusa, it's Shayach Hashchita. He says that, just the Imam Moshe explained a little bit more, that every time when you shecht, there's this din, like we said, that Taisis, even according to Taisis, the Chachili you should shecht the whole thing. If it's Bechlal, not Hashchita, how could you say the Chachili have to shecht the whole thing? But this Shaila that he had, is it enough for Chiyusa when you don't have it shechted in the makam shchita, it's really a machlokes rishain, achachreinim. It's really a machlokes achreinim. He doesn't bring it. But the Imam Meisha brings it. The Brichadash says that if you have an animal which has its kana cut rave of the kana above the tabas, above the shipui kaiva. And it's cut there berubai. And you go and shech this animal. Pichadish says you're being metired midei nevela. It's not a nevela anymore. If you have an animal which its kana was cut in the makam shchita, it's not shech shchita on this animal. Its kana is already cut. Shalei b'derech shchita. You can't do shchita on it. Then it's a nevela. Mashegin, if it's cut above the makam shchita, savad, it's a trefa. You're not allowed to eat it. It's also deraisa to eat. But it's not a nevela. It won't have tumas nevela. Because you don't say nafichayusa with the cutting of a simen. It's not going to be called a nevela if it's above the makam shchita. So the crazy place he eats in Simen Chaf argues on the Pre-Chadash. And he says that the Gemara is mefurish not like you. Because Rav Huna holds that when you higrim shlish and you shachet shlish, it's a kashur shchita. So Vais says according to Rav Huna, there's enough for chayusa, even though the kana wasn't severed rave unless you count the part that's above the makam shchita. So obviously the part that's above the makam shchita also gives it a din of nafichayusa, also gives it a din, if it would be shalai b'derech shchita, that it would be an avela. Thus tying into place here, ayah from our sugi, not like the pre-chadash. You see, there's a nafichayusa that occurs even when the kana is severed above the makam shchita. So it could be the pre-chadash would answer, pre-chadash was saying it in the Rambam, could be the pre-chadash would answer, that's kufa namachalekes shavuni Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna holds that Higrim Shlish and Shachet Shlish is good. Al Karchach he holds, like the Rishayim say, like the Ramban and the Ran say, that the Makam Agrama is a Makam Shchita. It's Mamish a Makam Shchita. It's just a Pasul Shchita. It's like Joss and Chalada. So Vada, according to Rav Huna, there'd be enough for Chiyusa. Even though it's above the Makam Shchita. But we passing like Rav Yehuda, or at least the Rambam does, he's going in the Rambam, and Rav Yehuda holds it's not a makam shchita. Rav Yehuda holds that higrim shlish and shachet shlish is no good. And faket, shachet shlish and higrim shlish and shachet shlish is good. So faket, you see, there is no make b'chiyusa because of the severing of the kana above the makam shchita. Otherwise, why would shachet shlish and higrim shlish and shachet shlish be good? So the place he brings a raya against him from Rav Huna, he should bring a raya for him from Rav Yehuda. And maybe that's what the Bichadash holds. But like Rabbi Aaron says correctly in Rashi, it's Mefurish, even if you know it's not for Chiyusa. But even though it's not for Chiyusa, we bout it's not a Makam Shchita, that's not your Shchita Bichlal, and you could have a Shchita, this is the Chiddush here, you could have a Shchita after not for Chiyusa as well. Rabbi Aaron, because of that, takes issue, he has a Kash on a Shach, the Shach holds, that even though we had spoke before on Daf Ches, that the Rishayim say that when you're shechting an animal, when you're shechting, let's say, the veshet, and you make a hole in the veshet, before you finish shechting the veshet, even if it's connected what you shechted already, it makes a treif. Means even though the veshet is cut open al yidei the shechita, and now in the middle of the shechita you make a hole in the veshet, connected the place you shechted, it's treif. You brought a rayin from the Gemara there, right? When you have, let's say, the sakan meluvenes, if it touched its studim, or the pegima on the tzadim, you see that it can make a hole in it and make a treif, even if you already shechted that part. And the shach says, but avada, once you shechted roiv, even if we're going to be machma like Rashi, that a psul shechita in the miyat bash is a problem, but it certainly wouldn't be shayach a treifus. Because it's shechted already. How could you make something treif if it's shechted already? It's gone. It's kemunach v'dikula, he says. It's gemara later. And Baron says, no, if it's shayach a shchita on the pot, then you could be makshe with the shchita on the pot, or even if you could pasul, he says. So that means, obviously, it's not that already. It's called nafichayusa, but it's still shayach a shchita on it. So it could be shayach a treifus on it also. So see you later, Abyssal. So let's just say that over Bekitzer, the machloikas Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Rana, Ramban say clearly is, Rav Huna holds that above the makam shchita is called the shchita, it's called the makam shchita, it's just a psul. So Mel, it's Pashit, that if it's in the first third, it will be like Hatzikana Pagam. If it's in the last third, it will be like Psulim. In the last third, which this Gemara is naming on, is not a problem. The whole thing is Tully in the middle third, the place where you attack a making a Raif. And Rav Yehuda holds, it's not a Makam Shchita. So Mel, it can't be Machshir by Higrim Shlish and Shachet Shlish and Higrim Shlish, because you don't have a Shchita on the Kana. The Kana is not cut Raif. the part that's cut above, that's not called Yikatakana Bechlal. So it would be a tzad to learn, maybe the Pri Chadash holds this way, that since it's not a Makam Shchita, it also wouldn't be a Meit B'Chiyusa according to him. The Meit B'Chiyusa is when you have Rav of the Makam Shchita, and that's not a Makam Shchita, it's only a Makam Treifus. But Rashi is Mefurish that there is a Meit B'Chiyusa. And that's at a crazy place he learns, because he brings the Raya from Rav Huna is a Meit B'Chiyusa, and the Chari means that even according to Rav Yehuda, there's a Meit B'Chiyusa. Not arguing about Meit B'Chiyusa. A Meit B'Chiyusa there is. So you have to say, Gvaldagi is saying that even after the Meit B'Chiyusa is still Shayach HaShchita, it's still Shayach to finish up the Shchita Mimachshah Yidei the Shchita. That's the Eifdu of the Yirmei Moshe, that's what he's discussing in the Shtikl in the Baron. There's also a Shtikl from the Arsameach on this in Hilchah Shchita Perek Gimel Lachi Yid Gimel, and the Chazanish in Simen Gimel, and the Dibris Moshe, all discussing the Lamnus, but this is Baruch how we're coming out.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.